Oh, shit. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast, Frank Berry Podcast, Life and Car Confessions. You know you can find me on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Book of Faces, Gram of Insta. The email is Frank Berry Pod at gmail.com. I ain't gonna lie to you people. Ain't been long. It's been a handful couple of days, week, as they say. So forgive me if I'm scatterbrained and jumping around today, because I got a lot of shit on my mind that I want to talk about, and kind of just want to jump it off by saying a big RIP to a funny up-and-coming comedian, Teddy Ray. Passed away. Now that I said that, you know, RIP, you know, and all condolences to his loved ones and everything. Now, here's the shit. So, I really found out, because it just got announced to a degree, I guess, that he died drowning, and the nigga was 40. Now my first thought when I saw him was, because he's a big dude, I was like, oh, this motherfucker was morbidly obese. This is what happens. You know what I'm saying? He was 40. You know what I'm saying? Probably had the sugar. Didn't get his shit together. A Patrice O'Neal slipped into a diabetic coma and passed away. That's my first thought. Okay? Not going to lie to you. And I was like, this just made me further want to just really get my shit together. I need to just really buckle down and, like, focus and get my shit together. Because I'm going to say it was last week when the baby wanted to go for a walk. And she, you know, she got this little car thing. So she just sits in the car thing and got a handle on it for me to push her. And I'm pushing her. And the nigga got winded. Okay. I got flat out winded trying to push her in this little cart. Never got winded before. Got winded. And I was sweating profusely. It was bad. So I was like, man, I really need to, you know what I'm saying, focus. I'm saying, get my shit together, and found out that this nigga died from drowning and somebody's pool, not even his pool. It was like he lived 2 hours away, so he drove 2 hours to get somebody's pool and then died in the pool. Now, I hope that a toxicology report. And maybe there's some drugs in the system, some alcohol, some of that new shit is killing everybody, fentanyl. Because if he just straight up, flat out drowned, and there was no fentanyl involved, there was no drugs, there was nothing like that, but he just drowned because he didn't know how to swim. And this nigga dove, and he 5'7". And he dove in an 8-foot side pool. It's like, come on, people, my people, black people. At what point are y'all niggas gonna learn how to swim? I can get an ocean, I can get lakes, I can get that shit. But this is a swimming pool, okay? It moves when you move. If you just turn around, if he could have just turned the fuck around, he could have just floated. just being there upside down, floating in that water, and would have been fine. Floated to a corner, got his hands on the side, and been okay. But that's not it. This nigga drowned. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but if this really teaches anything, especially to my people, we got to learn how to swim, bare minimum, in swimming pools. Okay? Anything else? Lakes, rivers, oceans. Put on a life jacket. Put on a life jacket if you're going to get in that goddamn water. Okay? But if it's 8 feet, if it's 8 goddamn feet, and you can't survive in that 8 feet of water, please take the fuck out the water. Okay? Because this shit going to keep happening. I ain't heard a nigga die from drowning. And I don't know when. I thought that was one thing that black people no longer had to worry about dying from. Okay? Because I figured I learned how to swim. Okay? And he was older than me by a year. So I know he watched Family Matters. And that Family Matters episode, when Steve, when the doggy paddle, when trying to get, when Carl Winslow trying to get Steve Urkel to learn how to swim, and it started off with the doggy paddle, right? Cause I ain't know how to swim, right? And then I saw that shit, and I went swimming. Like, I was like, I need to remember that move. Right, so we're swimming, and I get towards, 5 feet, 6 feet area. I just held him to the side. I was like, all right, I'm going for it. Okay, I meant what I saw. I'm just going to be close to the side, just going to hold on real tight and go for the doggy paddling bullshit. And I be goddamn if that shit didn't work. So you telling me this nigga didn't know how to doggy paddle? Bare minimum, he couldn't fucking doggy paddle. And that's what I'm saying. So I was like, so I'm really hoping this is a PSA, not just a podcast, but a PSA to my fellow black people. Please learn how to swim. Okay, so we could knock something off the board for what's killing black folks. Cause I sure as fuck thought swimming was gone, and we no longer had to worry about niggas drowning. Now, in swimming pools, especially if they got lifeguards. I'm quite sure if there's a group of us, we ain't just gonna. Somebody gotta learn how to know how to swim in that group, so we don't gotta worry about drowning no more. But he was by himself at somebody's house and drowned. So, once again, quick RIP, Teddy Ray. He was funny, man. He's a funny guy. Sure as shit thought that he was going to get claimed by the sugar. Not going to lie to you. Sure as shit thought he had got claimed by the sugar. But to find out that he just drowned, I feel like it's worse. It ain't good. None of it. The whole situation is not good. You know, suck that it happened. But goddamn. Once again, black people, please, bare minimum, learn how to swim in a motherfucking swimming pool. Now, I won't get off that because, like I said, I got a lot to going through my mind right now. And another thing I saw that's been going through my mind was, cause I saw this last week, and 70, Because I don't know if y'all know this. The biggest animal in the world is a blue whale. Blue whale in the ocean, biggest animal in the world. Living right now, there's nothing larger than a blue motherfucking whale. Now, this is how large this motherfucker is. There was a pack of orcas, killer whales, pack of free willies. And by a pack, I mean 75. You can look this shit up. There's some video of it. It was 75 killer whales that took 75 of them. That's how big a blue whale is. 75 fucking killer whales jumped on a blue whale to kill it and eat it. Now, if I thought if it was going to be one animal that's really going to get left alone, was the blue whale. Because he's the biggest. Now, here's the thing. He don't eat meat. He's a vegetarian. The killer whale is the one that, like, killer whale is the one that kills. Because if it would, then it'd be the blue whale, that'd be the killer whale. The blue killer, I'm guessing, what they call it. He would be the killer whale because he eat meat. But he don't. So, maybe he eat them, like, them fish. But, like, the little small fish, like the school of fish, I'm guessing. He ain't eating sharks. He eating whales. That's the killer whale to do that, the orca. So, I thought that nobody was going to fuck with that nigga. Evidently, I'm wrong. And to fuck with that nigga, you need a bare minimum 75. And if you ever saw an orca, saw the movie Free Willy, whatever, there's some decent-sized goddamn whales. That's a decent-sized goddamn whale. And it took 75 of them to get this nigga. So, that thing, that, to me, that's, I don't know, scary-ish. It's freakish. Like, I thought he would be safe in the ocean. But, that's like, you get to the point. Is it a food shortage? Is it? I don't know. But I'm quite sure. Here's the thing. I'm quite sure it happens. I'm quite sure killer whales have definitely eaten blue whales. But the fact that, I'm guessing we got it on video, like, we thought about it, like, hey, can this really happen? I'm quite sure. Like, cause I never thought about it until I seen the actual goddamn video. But now I was like, oh, like, this is really not a game out here. They going for it. And it was just surprising. More than anything, it was fucking surprising. It's like, the other thing that's surprising is chimps. Chimps are meat eaters, right? And chimps, has now been documented, are now attacking and eating silverback gorillas. And they have to be a group of them. Because a silverback gorilla, the biggest chimp, right, I 100% believe still can't beat a silverback gorilla. Because a silverback gorilla just is so much bigger. So much bigger than a motherfucking chimp, size-wise. And that motherfucker mostly eat plants. They maybe eat some meat, like, that's not real documented. Like, we know chimps eat meat. Chimps eat other chimps. They eat monkeys. They treat it like a fucking game. And they peel it all, like, they get to catch a smaller monkey. Peel his arms off, some legs. And they think it's funny the way it screams for its life. They find it entertaining. Because those motherfuckers are ruthless. Right? So, It's just surprising to hear that fucking chimps are attacking and killing and eating silverback fucking gorillas. Because far as, like, you know, that species, I figure the silverbacks, just like I just thought the fucking would be the king of the shit. Just like I fucking thought that the blue whale was safe. It's like nothing is safe right now. Far as like being top. You know what I'm saying? Anything could be a bottom. You know what I'm saying? It's like I was thinking about this term. Hawking people down. Cause eagles supposed to be the baddest motherfucking bird in the sky, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I could have sworn an eagle is supposed to be the baddest motherfucker in the sky, right? But the term is hawking people down. I'm gonna hawk you down. That eagle you down, but a hawk. So shouldn't a hawk be the baddest motherfucker? And I say that because there's a hawk out there that, well, birds got good sight. Got good sight. He's in the tree and he sees a bird flying that he gonna eat. He like, I want that motherfucker. I'm hungry, I'm gonna go eat him. So instead of immediately taking off, he doesn't. He start cuckooing. He start brr, 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 screaming. So that bird can hear him. Like he let you know, I'm coming. And he does that shit. He literally calls out. So now the bird knows that, oh, that fucking hawk is out and he's coming. And then he takes off. He literally gives the motherfucker warning because he's that fast, because he hawks that bird down, catches him to eat him. So my question is, shouldn't a hawk take over being the baddest motherfucker in the sky? It's just like, I'm feeling like, personally, like, because I thought the blue whale, maybe I don't think the blue whale was the baddest motherfucker in the ocean, but it was the biggest motherfucker in the ocean. So I assume it was the baddest. Clearly, I'm wrong. But maybe the bird, due to the fact, not only it calls out, lets you know it's coming, but it hunting by himself. He ain't hunting nothing bigger than him, though. All right. I was going to suggest that maybe the bird's the baddest motherfucker. But nah, fuck that shit. But the term hawking, hawks should be the baddest motherfucker in the sky. I'll say that. Like, it should be taking over. The new symbol for America should be that goddamn bird. Why not? When shit goes down, that's what we do. We will hawk you down. So, it would make sense that, at least to me, it makes sense to me that we switch over from an eagle to a hawk. Especially that hawk, since that motherfucker is what it is, it does what it does, and make it do what it do. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, and other shit, other news. Like I said, had a lot of shit going on. I just had to get a lot of that off my chest because I've been thinking about that for the last few days. But had a lot of shit going on. And one of the things I had going on was fucking fair this past weekend. Sorry, brain fart. This past weekend, took the baby to a fair, just so we can get an idea of what she is, where she is, far as getting on rides, like little, those little bitty kitty rides, like the merry-go-rounds or shit like that. Because the missus want to take her to like her brother's lake house, like the little Indiana Beach out there, right? So we need to kind of, and she got to get on the boat. I don't think the whole boat, the boat ride over going to go so well, but we going to see. It's going to be a process. But my curiosity is, I wanted to know, well, when I want to take her to a fair, right? And the fair just wasn't for her, it was for me too. Because I had never had funnel cake from a fair. Funnel cake elephant ears. Never had it. Right? I seen it. Only seen it there. At fairs and shit. Never had it. Now, I know I'm 39 years old. 39 years old. But every time, like, I went to the fairs growing up. Like, that's where I get my first two goldfish from at a fair. Run a couple of stuff. I think I run a stuffed animal at a fair. But, I never, at some point my parents stopped taking me. And I never get really, like, maybe had some popcorn, cotton candy, snow cone. That's what I mostly had at the fair growing up. And like I said, I think maybe a taffy apple, popcorn, shit like that. So now, as an adult, going back to the fairs, we was only, with a couple of friends I had, we was only at the beer gardens. So, still nothing. Now, married kid, there's a fair going on. I'm off. Bet, let's go. So we go. We see that it opens up at 11. So, like, let's get there early. We don't know how long or how well she's going to do. Let's get there early. See how it goes. And then go from there. Get good parking. All that shit. So, we get there. Right around. Well, because it opened at 11. Looks a little after 11. And we get there. Now, I noticed it, but I was just like, I didn't really think about it. But then, you know, we go to get tickets, and the lady at the ticket booth was like, hey, just so y'all know, the first 3 hours from 11 to 1 is for, like, special, like, the retarded, special needs, and handicapped people. And I just looked around like, all right, that makes sense. That's all I'm seeing right now is, like, that group. So, I feel like, okay, cool. Maybe we just try tomorrow, come that Sunday or whatever. And then we walked past where the funnel cakes were at. And that shit was in the row with all the food. And my wife was like, hey, you want to go ahead and like get something? And immediately I was like, I wanted to, but I didn't want to, simply because lady already told us, it was like, my mind, like, the lady already told us to leave, and we need to leave, and there's a cop right there. It's not going to go well for me. I'm not trying to get, fucked up. All that ran through my head. I started walking off, and I'm just like, you know what? They just get the goddamn funnel cake. So, apologize to the miss. It's like, okay, yeah, let's get it. So there's a quick grab, snatch and grab the funnel cake. Get a pretzel. take the baby to this park that's like 2 degrees on the way to her, on back road wise to her daycare. And she played around. She wasn't into the funnel cake. I thought it was decent. Pretzel was good too. Soft pretzel. Ain't had one in a while with the cheese, so thoroughly enjoyed that. By the time we get done at the park with her playing, it was like, if we drive back now, it'd be like 1 o'clock, and then we can go. So we went, and I got way more tickets than I should have, and took the baby to the fair. She got on one ride, train. Definitely didn't look happy towards the end. Saw a neighbor who kid had a little boy, close to Rory's age, and he was fine. Like, he got on everything. Wasn't scared at all, but no, the boy. Ain't trying to be sexist, but it was a boy. But she I think the next one we did was the plane. And that one definitely didn't go well because she freaked out. She was crying, she was hollering, but it was already going. And after that, we kind of walked around, see some car, like this, like little car thing, merry-go-round, like with the cars. She want to get on that, and then it was like a legit kind of kiddie roller coaster that just went up and down, but very, very small. But it looked like a snake. And she was like, I want to ride a snake. And I was like, ain't no fucking way you riding that goddamn snake. Like, who are you lying to? Ain't no fucking way you riding that goddamn snake. So we walked past where it was like the game area at. We just went like, the stuffed animals, the balloons, and all that bullshit. And me and the missus, we did that shit where it's, you had to shoot the water into the red thing, and it pop up a balloon. And so my wife won, which I ain't gonna lie to you, not happy about, which I know she's very happy about. She won. Got the baby a little lion, which she's very happy about. And then as we left, we what was it? They was like selling stuff in these booths, and the guy had some dope printings of like different like comic book stuff. It looked good. Looked real good. Like, I seen the Jack Nicholson Joker that looked dope. But I'm trying to get out of buying that shit. So I ain't get it. It looked good. I don't need it. So I ain't buy it. It's only $10. Don't need it. Like, I think the last thing about was it looked this dope ass Ninja Turtle shit from last run. It just looked so fucking dope. So I got that. I think that's the last thing I bought. But what passed this one booth where there was like selling like bands that you can put on baby head, and had like little ears attached to them, and fucking what else? A unicorn one. She didn't get for but none of that shit. But so like a purse. They got like these like little popper things on it that you could push, like little bubbles. And she wanted that, and of course there was one that was purple, so she wanted the purple one. So we got it. And ever since then, she been walking around the house with her purse. And it's just the cutest goddamn thing. And it's just like, just further confirms that. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I really wanted a girly girl for a daughter. And I sure as shit got one. Which makes me so much motherfucking happy. She's an asshole. Love her to death. Love her to death. asshole. And right now, like, you really gotta start focusing on breaking that assholeness up, because man, oh man, oh man, this motherfucker punch in the throat sometime, not gonna lie to you. It was a good time at the fair. You know, she got her little purse. She been walking around the house with it. I end up going to this comic club Thursday night, because I got in. And it went well. Like, I redid my joke. Touched it up. Redid it. Someone changed the middle and then the ending, and it worked. I need to keep going back to the club, because I could tell there's like a lot more polished, better comics going up, and it was a good set. Maybe probably another month or so. I'm trying to email them back and get in there, but I'm going to the hood one again and try this new joke, because there's some more filthy. And I want to see how it goes. Do a quick run through. Maybe next week or within 2 weeks. I'm going to try to get back in there. But yeah, man, it was fun. Like, I let the wife seen it. She liked it. She also had like some ideas about it. Like, some parts I could have expanded on. I was talking, like, I already thought about those. Like, I want to expand on those. And yeah, man, it was a good set. What else I've been up to? Nothing. I mean, like I said, besides all that shit that's happening with the animals and then the fair, going back to work, cause the little break is over. I kind of ready to get back into the rhythm of things. It was a nice little break. Needed it. Enjoyed it. Glad I was able to get up, get some sets done, figured out a new joke, figure out how to spin on that new joke. I'll tell you one thing, I'm ready for football season to start. I'm ready to see how the Panthers gonna be with fucking that nigga. I'm ready for Watson, that's his name, have his first game for Cleveland, because he don't get no receivers. And then the kicker, well, he was a kicker. The running back, Kareem Hunt, he wanted to be traded. So it was like, he finally got a solid quarterback who get, you know, some allegations. And that, now, this could have been a joke, but I could have sworn I saw something where that nigga Ben Roethlisberger said something about Deshaun Watson, and I'm like, nigga, how many women you raped in the bathroom stall? You can't say nothing about nobody. Big Ben, like, you. If you was raping with all this social media shit was going on, your case is going on, he wouldn't be in the league no more. Maybe. Like, some people just need to shut the fuck up. He was one of them. Like I said, I'm ready for football. I'm definitely ready for football to start. I missed it. I'm going for my nigga, I know my nigga been Patrick Muhammad for a while. But then after that Super Bowl, motherfucker Joe Burrow cooled on the other side of the pillow. I bet he smelled good too, boy. But Joe Burrow, I'm rooting for that nigga. Him and Josh Allen. That should be rooting more for the black quarterbacks. But I like them two motherfuckers, man. Especially Joe Burrow. I like Josh Allen too. I mean, that playoff game was ridiculous. That nigga left he put everything he could out there. And now he got now they got some defense. They got somebody that can get after Patrick Muhammad. And Cheetah is gone. So we gonna see. We definitely about to see. Oh man. I finally may be able to go get a PlayStation 5. I don't want to get too hyped about it, but I got an email earlier today when I was taking them. I don't know what to call it besides a parent teacher conference. Like, you get to come in, you meet the teachers to a degree, and like the teachers tell you about the kid, like they were telling us about the baby, and you're like, hey man, she well behave. No, she listens. You know, she does stuff for them eating wise that she don't do for us. But she's still not great at it, like eating vegetables, eating meat. Like she ate some meatballs there. We'll eat them here. Like she ate fucking vegetables. She eat them. It's not all the time, but she has eaten them. Like, okay. Is she just not eating them with us? It's not even all the time or any time. It's not happening. So that's one thing. But it was mostly a lot of she's very quiet. And I didn't know that she talks. Because when I show up to pick up, she's so excited. She's screaming. She's like, yeah, daddy's here. Daddy's here. She let everybody know, hey, daddy's here. She's saying bye-bye and hello and doing all that. But when she gets in there, she's like, yeah, I'm done. And then every now and then, she's like, they'll see it happen. Like, she just talking in the class and talking to other kids and just talking. Which, as I already told the missus, that I really didn't talk until late into my 21. You know, I had my mom's where I talked at home, but I wasn't talking anywhere else. I did talk at school because had horrible grades. Had horrible grades growing up, and I figured if my grades suck, I can't be a disruptor and have bad grades, right? So I figured I need them to say something good about me, right? So I figured I'm going to behave and not talk. And every parent teacher conference, he needs to work on his grades, but he's well behaved. He doesn't interrupt my class. He talks. He like listens. He's just not picking it up. And maybe he's kind of retarded. I don't know, but he's you know, Like, I ain't raised my hand for shit. Like, I ain't asking for help. I ain't telling you I don't understand. I ain't saying shit. So, hopefully she don't have, we trying to get her to open up more. And she don't do what I was doing. Like, she was getting comfortable with the grandparents, and now that's starting to regress. I mean, I got to get comfortable with my brother so he could take her to Disney World. And I got to head over to my brother's house in the morning. Like, first thing in the fucking morning, too. He got a goddamn... Like, I don't even know how fucking hot it is. He got an AC people coming to fix his AC, and I don't know how fucking hot it is in his house. Like, do I need to, like, go in the bedroom? Because he got an air conditioner in the bedroom. And is that what me and the baby supposed to be at? Because the missus, she got to work. So I got to take the kid with me. It just, I ain't trying to do that shit. Oh, man. It's going to be a long fucking day tomorrow. I'll tell you that much. Because I got an email from my PlayStation mom to try to get it. Got to sit in a hot ass house. Tomorrow going to suck, but it is what it is. This nigga ain't got no milk in this goddamn house. More baby supposed to drink. I'm saying, what is she supposed to drink? She love milk. So I gotta bring some goddamn milk. I gotta go buy her some pancakes that she probably quite sure she ain't gonna fucking eat. I'm sorry, baby. It's gonna be a long day tomorrow. And being it's gonna be a long day, I'm gonna wrap this shit up. Because I need to get some rest. She's been waking up early. Don't know how early she's gonna wake up tomorrow. Gotta try to leave the house by what? 6:30-ish? Try to get there. I need to get there before 8. Yeah, so I need to take my ass to bed. Alright, people. I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this up because I gotta go get upstairs and go to bed and go to sleep. So before that, like always, I gotta go take a shit. I gotta go take a shit. I'll have you motherfuckers next week.